Blog Talk Radio.
I believe I'm running. See what the year's gonna be. I believe I'm running. See what the year's gonna be. I believe I'm running. See what the year's gonna be. There's something at the end of waiting for me. I believe I'll run on, see what the end's gonna be. I believe I'll run on, see what the end's gonna be. I believe I'll run on, see what the end's gonna be. There's something at the end just waiting for me. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. This is a day that the Lord has made, and we ought to rejoice in it. I don't know about you, but I believe that I want to run on. I want to see what the end is going to be, because there's something at the end just waiting for me. Welcome to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. Today, Voice of Truth is celebrating 6 years of doing the work of ministry for God. We're doing the work for God. To God be all of the glory. We give him all of the praise. Amen. July 29, 2012, the first online radio broadcast was launched out by Apostle Yvonne Ryle. Amen. 6 years ago, we are still doing ministry, 6 years and counting. And we just give God all the praise and all of the honor and all of the glory. I thank God. I just want to give a thanks to Apostle and Pastor for all that they have done for this ministry. Without them, there would not be a Voice of Truth. Amen. And I thank God for all that they have poured into me and all that they have taught me and all of the wisdom and knowledge that they have given unto me to be a leader, to be a minister of God, to be a messenger of God. And I thank God for them. And I pray that God will richly bless them. They are true leaders of God. And God knew what I needed when he sent them into my life. And I'm so grateful and so thankful unto them for all they have done, and thanking God for giving them unto me. Amen. As my leaders, amen, Apostle Yvonne and Pastor Joseph Ryle. May God continually bless you, richly bless you with blessings from on high. May they overflow. Know that I love you with all my heart. And I thank God for you. And I always love you guys. Thank you so much for all that you have done for me and this ministry. To God be the glory. Amen. 6 years and counting. Amen. We had to keep on running. We had to keep on doing the work. Others said we wasn't called. Some said I couldn't preach. Some said because I was a woman I couldn't preach. Some said I wasn't going to do it. But God said it had a whole different story for me, and he sent me a man and woman of God that can lead me and guide me in the direction he had for me to go. Amen. So I am so thankful for this day. Amen. 6 years and counting doing the work of ministry for the living God. So we just give him all the praise and all of the glory. Amen. You tuned in to Voice of Truth. We are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air live. Amen. We want to welcome all listeners to the service today, whether by way of a phone. We are so glad that you are here with us today. We thank God for all our new listeners all over the world, all over the nation. We thank God for you. And we do hope and pray that you will continue to listen. I am your radio host, Minister Elaine. Amen. The message today will be coming from Romans today. Amen. To God be the glory. We just thank God for this day. What a blessed day it is to be in the land of the living. Amen. Romans will be our, where the word of God will come from today. Amen. And I'm going to go ahead and open us up and pray. Father, we just give you praise and we just give you honor and we just give you glory. We magnify thy holy name, for thou art worthy, O God, of all of our praises. God, we couldn't have made it this far without you, Lord. And we thank you and we give you praise for being a provider. We thank you, God, for being our way maker, our promise keeper. We thank you, God, for being our light in our very darkness. We thank you, God, that you're a promise keeper. We thank you, God, that you already know what we need before we even ask. So we give you praise for being our provider, being our source. We thank you, God, for being our resource. We thank you, God, that you are able to do all things. That's nothing too hard for you, oh God. And we said, thank you, God. And we give you praise, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we come to praise your name. We come to worship you. We come to say to you, Lord, that we love you, oh God. And we give you praise and honor and glory. We lift your name up on high. We magnify your name, for there's no other God like you. You are an awesome God. You are an awesome God and a God of righteousness and holiness. And we said, thank you, God. We thank you, God, because you meet our every need, oh God. And we say thank you even now, God, for meeting the needs of every person under the sound of my voice, oh God. Whatever it may be, God, you already know what the need is. And we give you praise and honor and glory for meeting them at their point of need. We pray, Father God, that you will heal the sick, oh God, even now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Those that are laying on that bed of affliction, oh God, we ask that you will heal them right now, God, for you are the healer, God, in the name of Jesus. You took 39 stripes upon your back that they may be healed, God. Oh, my God, I ask you to heal them right now, God, in the name of Jesus. There's nothing too hard for you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask you to deliver our souls right now, God, from sin and in darkness, even now, God, in the name of Jesus, for your glory, God. We know that you sent Jesus that the souls of men might be saved, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to save a soul right now, God. We ask you to bring them out of darkness, oh God, and bring them to your marvelous light, even now, God, in the name of Jesus. Bring them out of sin, oh God, for your glory, even now, God, because that's why Jesus was sent, that they might live and have life in him and through him, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you that God so loved the world that he sent his son. And we know that you sent your son because you loved us. Oh God, we just ask you to save a soul right now, Father. In the name of Jesus, save the souls right now, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for those that are mourning from a loss of a loved one, oh God. And we ask that you will comfort them right where they are. We ask you to comfort, because you said you will comfort those that are mourning, oh God. We ask you to comfort them even now, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for our nation. We pray for this world. We pray that they will turn back unto God, the God that they say they trust on their money. Oh God, we pray that they will turn back unto you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, we just ask you to do it right now, that they will come, that they will come to the Father. Oh, God, we pray that they will come, that they will come while the blood is still running warm in our veins, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, that their soul might be saved, that their soul won't be lost, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, draw them, oh God, by your spirit, oh God. Ah, my God. Oh, send it little side. God, we just give you praise for it right now. We thank you for the soul, God, in the name of Jesus. We give you praise, oh God, and we give you honor, and we give you glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say, thank you, Lord. We give you praise. You're a good God. We worship you, we praise you, we adore you, we stand in awe of thee, for thou art a mighty God, thou art the true and the living God, and we give you praise, and we give you honor, in the mighty name of Jesus, amen, amen. What an awesome God that we serve, amen. He is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God, and there's nothing too hard for him. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. The message will come from Romans today. Amen. Romans, the third chapter. Amen. And I'm going to begin reading at verse number 9. What then, are we better than they? No, in no wise. For we have before proved both Jews and Gentiles that they are all under sin. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that does good, no, not. Their throat is an open sceptacle. With their tongues, they have used deceit. The person of F is under their lips, whose mouth is full of curses and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their way, and the way of peace have they not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Now we know that what things soever the law says, it says to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe. For there is no difference. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has sent forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearing of God. To declare, I say, at this time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Amen. We're going to stop reading right there, but we do want to encourage you to go back and read the entirety of the chapter. Amen. So that you can get an understanding of the word of God. Amen. So you can hear what God is saying unto your spirit and unto your. So, amen. The title of the message today is All Have Sinned. The Bible tells us all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The word goes on to tell us that that Jesus was sent by God to be the propitiation or the sacrifice for our sins. The Bible tells us that none of us was righteous. Not one. Not one of us are righteous. Not one of us seek after God. But he brought us unto him. The word tells us, as it is written, There is none righteous, no, not one. As the word of God says, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. We see that today in our world. We see where sin is roaming the land. We see so many who are living in sin. We see so much bitterness. We see so much cursing. And we see so many people that are ready to harm or hurt or shed innocent blood in the land. We see in the land where there's not much peace in the land. But the Bible says all have sinned and fell short of the glory of God. It's a sin when we are bitter. We are cursing sin. When we run and we run our lips and we backbite others, we're sinning. All have sinned. It's a sin. When we see in our world today that men don't fear God, that they serve every other God. And the word tells us there is no fear of God before their eyes. They don't fear God. We're living in a world where love has waxed cold, where people hate the things of God. They hate the people of God. And they come to persecute the people of God. They hate the things of God. We're living in that kind of world. That's how they're living before God today. They're living in sin before God, and they have no remorse of their sin. The word of God tells us that there are our sins, and we all have fell short of the glory of God. All of us have sinned. I have sinned. You have sinned. We're born in sin. That's why Jesus was sent to redeem us from our sin. For the Bible tells us that God so loved the world. It was because of our sin. We were guilty of sin. That's why the word of God tells us all of us was under sin. Oh, and it had not been for Jesus. If Jesus had not came and shed his blood for the remission of sin, we would be dying in our sin. But thanks be unto God that he sent his only son that we might have life through the son. You know, we're living in a world where that is so full of fear with unrighteousness, where people are operating in all kind of witchcraft, on jobs, in the church house. It's full of witchcraft, not of God. Sin, fornication, adultery, wickedness, home wreckers, peace breakers. We're living in that time where sin is roaming the land. Guilty. We're guilty of sin. And you know, Jesus came and he paid the price for our sin. Because all of us have sinned. We can't be self-righteous in ourselves. Because all of us have sinned. You know, you sin when you roll your eyes at somebody. When you mumbled under your voice and you whispered something ugly under your voice, you're sinning. See, we're all sinning. And you may not look at it as a sin, but it's a sin. When we're envious and jealous, when we're deceitful, gossiping about one another, haters of God and haters of his people, proud and boastering. And this is of evil things, not of God. Children, as we see in our land today, where children are so disobedient to the elders and unto their parents, sin is all over the land. The word says all are under sin, and as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. We got to come to Jesus. And we see in our world today relationships of same-sex abomination against God. Without natural affection, that's what that means, same-sex relationship. It has no life. It can't bring forth life. Two men cannot bring forth life. Two women cannot bring forth life. The love in this world truly changed. Children don't love the parents. They don't respect them. Everything going on in the church house, sin. We honor God and we speak of God and we say, you know, Lord, I love you, Lord, I'll do this for you. But our lifestyle is a lifestyle of sin. We're living in secret sin. But the Bible tells us that Jesus, when Jesus came and he died upon the cross, the law in itself was done with. And we're now living under grace. But some of us have taken grace and using grace as a reason to live in sin. Because we live under grace does not mean that we can live any kind of way before God. If you know that it's a sin unto you. Sin not. Turn from sin. We are sinners and we're born in sin. And God loves all of us. I heard something say, God loves sinners. He loves us. But he don't love the sin. He don't love the lifestyle that we're living. Now, some of us are self-righteous. And we're the only somebody living holy. And we're the only somebody living righteous. That's not a truth. All have sinned. That's why we needed Jesus to come to be our Savior. That we can be forgiven of our sin. That's why we can't operate in the flesh before God. It said no flesh shall be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. We know when we're sinning. We know how we are living before God. And we are not living a holy and righteous life before God. All have sinned and fell short of his glory. But when we come unto Christ, our Redeemer, our lifestyle must change. We can no longer live in sin when we come to Christ. That's why we are justified, it says, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. We are saved by faith through grace. He redeemed us from our sin. He took upon him our sin, that we might live. We were the guilty ones. If we look at our world today, we see nothing but sin. We're guilty. The world is guilty of sin. But Jesus was not guilty of sin. He was sinless. But he took on our sin. He became our sin. He redeemed us. By his own blood. He became that sacrifice for mankind. That we might have life. Now we have a choice. I heard somebody put it like this. Every day. We have a choice to live righteous and holy. We have a choice to be a Christian every day. Not just on Sunday. We have a choice. Every day to live right before God. We have a choice every day how we're going to live our life before God. We have a choice. We have a choice whether we're going to sin or we're going to turn from it or we're going to repent from it. We have a choice every day because Jesus died for us and our sin. He carried every sin
permission to forgive you of your sin because he's already died for the sin. Now, you can't speak against the Holy Spirit. Can't do that. Can't get forgiven for that. But any other sin, you can get forgiveness if you got a divorce. I know. So many people are so hard on divorcees. That is not a truth. That's not true. That's why you got to read the word. Because when you go in these church houses, they'll try to make you feel real guilty. But that's not a truth. That's not the unpardonable sin. A divorce is not the unpardonable sin. Adultery, fornication, homosexuality, lesbianism, hate, all of those things, backbiting, all those things, you can be forgiven of the sin. Because Jesus died for the sin that we all might have life. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. He died for our sin that we might have life. You know, back in the day in the Bible, in the Old Testament, you know, they had the law. And it was so much of the law. And it was hard. I just can't imagine how they lived by that law, because you had to follow every bit of the law. Some of us, we were back in the day, because they used to stone you back in those days for sin. They would cut them ugly, they would cut you all out, they didn't care, they'll stone you to death because of sin. Some of us would be gone, because they'll be a stone us to death. But when Jesus came and he died for the world and their sin and our sin, he brought forth grace. He got rid of the law, because none of us can't live by the law. And we can't come before God in our flesh. He don't even look upon flesh. You don't look upon, you got to be covered. You got to be covered out of the blood. You don't look upon sin. His eyes don't look upon sin. You got to be covered under the blood of Jesus. And you got to go through Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. You cannot get to heaven any kind of other way but through Christ Jesus, the Savior of the world. It's the only way. He came. All have sinned. And we have to confess our sin unto the Father. We need to confess our sins and say, Lord, I've sinned and I fell short of your glory. We need to ask him and stop walking around thinking we're not sinners. Some of the little things that you do, it's a sin. And you probably don't even realize it. When you just got through talking about it, you just left Jody's house. You just left that man's house with his wife. You just left that woman's husband. You just stole something on your job, stealing from the job. When you lie in the church, see, some are living lies in the church and you're in the pulpit and you're living secret lies. Woe unto you. Woe unto you. All have sinned and fell short of the glory of God. It's time for the church to get it right and stop playing in the church and get your life in order and get your life right before God. For the Son of Man is soon to return. All the sin. There's no secret sin. God knows and sees all things. That's why, you know, he said in the word that no man seeketh him. That's what Jesus even told the disciples when they said, well, you know, we left everything to follow you. He said, no, you didn't. You didn't leave everything to follow me. And we know the men did, because we know that when he died, they didn't even go to the tomb after the women had told him. A message for another day. Woo, to God be the glory. All of us have sinned and fell short of the glory of God. We know when we're sinning. We know right from wrong. But we want to use grace. We want to think nobody see us when we tipping in the midnight hour. When we're breaking up other people's homes. When we're paying up other people's ministry. When we're lying on others. Talking about one another. Backbiting. Cursing other people's names. Speaking evil over people's names. Sin. All over the land is nothing but sin. It's time to get it right, y'all. It's time to come unto the Father. And you can't come through him to him only through Christ Jesus. Ain't no other way. Don't get caught up in the foolishness. Jesus is the only way. He is the only way that you're going to make it in. He died for you and he died for me. And he declares his righteousness for the remission of sin. He died for us. He died for us. Our sin, not his sin. And he came for the world that all can be forgiven. And the blood of Jesus will wash away. Glory to God. Thank God for sending Jesus. He knew that we needed a Savior. He knew that we needed one. And he sent forth his Son. And he died for us that we could be forgiven of our sins. Jesus already paid the price for our redemption to reconcile us back to Christ because we're all born in sin. No matter where you are right now in your life, no matter what you're doing, you may say, well, you know, I done done some bad things. I done done some evil things. I done did some low-down, dirty things. Jesus came that you could be forgiven of your sins. All of us have sinned. All of us have sinned and fell short of the glory of God. But we have to make up in our own mind to come and to give our life unto him so that our sin, so that your sin can be purged. How much more shall the blood of Jesus purge our conscience? The blood. It was the blood of Jesus that covers us. It covers a multitude of faults. Because all of us have sinned. And we have to learn how to repent every day. Repent every day because you never know who you have offended. Of your sin. Well, you know what repentance means? Turn your life around to make a complete change. Turn from bitterness. Turn from hatred. Turn from sin. Turn from darkness. Confess your sin. You first got to confess your sin. And say, Lord, I'm a sinner. You got to tell the Lord, I am a sinner. Because all have sinned. Can't be righteous in your own eyes. But all have sinned. And fell short of the glory of God. But God sent forth the Redeemer. Who redeemed us. Back unto the Father. But we have to come, and we have to make a choice. We have to make a choice this day who you are going to serve. Whether you're going to serve God or whether you're going to serve the devil. Are you going to serve the world or are you going to serve the kingdom? Are you going to serve in the kingdom of God or are you going to serve in the devil's world? You got a choice. You make that choice every day. You have a choice. So make the choice today. All the sin. Somebody tell you they ain't never sinned, you better run from them because ain't no truth there.
Run from sin. Don't let nobody lead you down into sin. Don't let them lead you down into darkness. If that man or that woman love you, they're not going to leave you down. If you're not in a place where you can get deliverance, it's time for you to go. Ask God where you can go, where you can get deliverance, where you can truly get saved. There's so many people in the church that are not saved. They're on the church road, and they come every Sunday faithfully. But they ain't dedicated to God. They're living in sin. You got to turn from sin. If you know that you're not saved, you got to confess your sin. Hey, man, I'm going to open the door of the imitation of Christ. That's why Jesus came. Because God knew that that we needed a Savior, and he sent forth his Son, that we might have life through him, that we can be forgiven of our sin. We get to come as we are, but we don't get to stay as we are. When we come to Jesus, we got to change our lives. We got to change our lifestyle. So if you have not giving your life to Christ, I want to encourage you to do that today. And if you would say this simple prayer, Lord, save me. I am a sinner in need of a Savior. You got to confess with your mouth that you are a sinner. You got to confess that Jesus is Lord. So say, Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. And said, Jesus is Lord. I believe that you came and you died for me. That you died and you took upon your body my sins that I might live and that I can be forgiven of my sins. Tell him to help you. Say, Lord, I can't do it on my own. I need you to help me. And all those that are on the church rope, just on the rope. You're not going to make it in the pearly gate because your name on the roll. And you're not going to make it in because you're the biggest title in your church. Because you buddy-buddy with the pastor. Mm-mm. You must be born again. If you know that you're on the church roll and you are not saved, and it doesn't make any difference about you working in all exhilarant and saying before the folks and you living a life of sin. You need to sit down and get your life right before God. Confess your sin. Say this prayer. Lord, I am a sinner. I don't care. If you've been on the church for 30 or 40 years and you are not saved, you are a sinner. We all are sinners and fell short of the glory of God. The Lord, I am a sinner. I confess my sin. Come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. I believe that you came and shedded your blood for me. For the remission of sin, that I might be forgiven of my sin. I repent this day of any sin I've done, knowing or unknowing. Save my soul. And if you are a backslider, today is the day that you need to turn from sin and come back to your Father. The Bible says that he's ever married to the backslider. Come. Come while the blood is yet running warm in your veins. Come unto the Father, that your soul might be saved. Come. Come back to your Father. Come. Come. He's calling you, telling you to come. Come back to the sheepfold while the blood is running warm in your veins. Turn from sin. And he will forgive you of your sin, but you got to turn away from it. It doesn't matter how you got there, but you got to turn from it. Come. He said he's ever married to the backslider. Come. And rededicate your life back to Christ today. And I just want to say to all the ones who don't know Christ, those who've been on church roll for many, many years and are not saved, and those that are backsliders, that God loves you. He loves me, and he sent his son for all of us because all of us have sinned. But it's up to us to make the choice every day to live righteous before God. It's up to us every day to make the choice to live holy. We have a choice in all of that. Today is your day. You ought to give your life to Christ or rededicate your life back to Christ. There's nothing wrong with saying, you know what, I really want saved. And I say that a lot because, and I'm going to give you a testimony right quick, is when I was in the church, I was on auxiliaries. I was doing working in church at church every Sunday, but I wasn't saved. I was in the church house. And I'm working in the church, but I didn't know Jesus. And if I had to die, then I would have died and went to hell because I didn't know him. I'm playing church. So I want to encourage you today to come and give your life to Christ. Rededicate your life. And if you have done that, if you would just inbox me, don't be ashamed of God. He said, don't be ashamed of me. Because if you're ashamed of him, he'll be ashamed. You want your soul to be saved. Don't be ashamed of it. Come. You just don't want to do it. Come. Stop making excuses. Sometimes we have to cut loose people. But it's time for us to get our lives right with God. Amen. To God be the glory. We thank God for his holy word. Amen. To God be the glory. If you have given your life to Christ today, if you have rededicated your life to Christ today, if you would just inbox me on Facebook, Elaine Jackson, amen. Just inbox me there, amen. And let me know if you have given your life to Christ today, amen. I want to encourage you to follow Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. We are Bible-believing churches where the Holy Spirit operates in our ministry. Amen. And we want to encourage you to come. I want to encourage you to come and be a part of what God is getting ready to do with these ministries of God. We are doing the work of God. Amen. If you have done that, as I said earlier, just inbox me. I'll get you in touch with my leaders. I tell you, I wouldn't be where I am today if it had not been for them. So I know that God wants more for you, and you ought to want more for yourself. You ought to want to have life because Jesus died for you to have life. So I want to encourage you to do that. Amen. We thank God for his holy word. Amen. To God be the glory. We do hope and pray that you tune in to Prophetic Corner today from 5 to 6, amen, with your radio host, Prophetess Martha Williams, amen. She is the first half of the hour of power. Voice of Truth is the second half of the hour of power. We are on live from 6:30 to 7:30 every Sunday, amen. So we want to encourage you to become a follower of these ministries, amen. Come a follower of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries, amen. I'm telling you, you will get the truth if you want the truth. Some of us say we want the truth, but we really don't want the truth. But if you want the truth, you want to be delivered, you want to be healed, you want your life to change, this man and woman of God can do it for you. They can help you. Thank God. I'm so thankful. I'm to God for them. Amen. So I want to encourage you to get connected to these ministries. God is going to do some great and marvelous things with these ministries. Amen. On Tuesday night, we have for you One Word from the Lord with my leaders, Pastor Joseph Ryle and Apostle Yvonne Ryle at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I don't know about you, but I need a word from the Lord. Amen. And you will always get a powerful word from the Lord. Amen. So we want to encourage you to connect, to stay connected to the ministry. We want to encourage you to follow it on Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Just go up there and click It has a little button up there, I think, that says follow. And just click on that so you can follow and get the messages so you'll know what's going on with their ministry. On Saturday, we have on Block Talk Radio, every Saturday at 3 o'clock p.m., Faith Come by Hearing Ministry with your host, Elder Evangelist Bertha Askews. Amen. Powerful woman of God, you want to be a part of what God is getting ready to do in her ministry. Woo! He's going to demonstrate his power through the woman of God and through her ministry. You want to get connected and stay connected because God is going to do some powerful things through this woman of God. So you want to be in that place. Amen. I want to encourage you to follow her ministry. If you follow Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, all of her services or broadcasts are listed on the Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. So you'll find one word from the Lord there and also Faith Come by Hearing Ministry. We do want to encourage you to become a partner with us. Amen. Become a part of what God is doing with this ministry. We want you to become a wild partner. Amen. And there's many perks that come as being a wild partner. You get prayer. Sometimes you will get personal call from the prophet. We got true prophets over here. I ain't saying that nobody ain't saying everything, God. I'm just telling you what I know. I'm talking about what I know, that we got some true prophets. And they don't speak a word and they don't come to pass. The true prophets of God. So I want to encourage you to do that, amen. I want to encourage you to become a partner for an offering of $25 or more. That'll put you on our prayer list, and we got some prayer warriors, amen. Elder is one of them. Woo! We got some prayer warrior. Prophetess Martha is one. Pastor, apostle, myself, and the wild team. Prayer warriors that can get prayer up. So we want to encourage you to become. So you want to be in a place where people can pray for you. And whether anointing is working, whether the power of God is operating through the messengers. Amen. So we want to encourage you to do that. If you want to do that, you can inbox me and I'll tell you how to do that. Or you can inbox Apostle Yvonne Rye or Pastor Joseph Rye on Facebook as well. Amen. You can inbox them there for the information. And as always, we want to encourage you to stay connected and follow these ministries. Amen. We want you to do that. We will be everywhere you are. No matter where you are, we are there. We are everywhere you are. We're going to meet you where you are. We're going to meet you where you are. So we want to encourage you to get connected and stay connected. Amen. To God be the glory. We thank God for his word. Amen. We're going to get ready to get up out of here. We just thank God for his word. We thank him for the souls. Amen. Souls going to be saved all over the nation. I believe it. Glory be to God. And I'm going to go ahead and do the benediction now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you falling before his presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. God bless you. We love you. Here at Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry, God loves you. You have a blessed week in the name of the Lord, and we'll see you back here next week at the same time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm your radio host, Minister Elaine. Be blessed. We love you.